Yes, it's me. Don't just stand there with your jaw hanging open. Let me in. How long were you going to make me wait outside? Well, yes, I know you were sleeping. I'm aware that humans require more rest than elves. I just assumed that with the urgent knocking at your door, you would understand that your boon companion needed your help. I suppose you had no way of knowing it was me, specifically. Never mind that. I have an urgent problem. I require your bed. You heard me. Your bed. I'm sorry, I sometimes forget I'm speaking to a human and a male at that. I shall use smaller words when possible. You recall, of course, that I'm of noble blood, yes? Good. And that my upbringing was in the city of Artorian? The city of Great Towers? Yes, well, the city is far more civilized and ordered than this, quaint human settlement? Specifically, my home is quiet. No one should be on the street at this hour. I keep hearing people moving around outside, and unlike you, I'm on the first floor, and the window latch is broken. Afraid? No, it's just that I am more sensitive to sounds, and it's impossible to sleep. I see you nodding in agreement. Yes, excellent. Wait, why are you leaving? You're offering me to switch rooms with you. No, that defeats the whole purpose! Why? Well, I feel that it is only appropriate if I had a guard! Yes, someone to ensure my safety. As a noble, of course. Why are you still leaving? Ah, you're offering to guard this room from right outside the door so I can see soundly and with privacy. Ah, I hadn't thought of that. What? Oh, no, nothing. It's still unacceptable. Why not? Well, you're too slow. Yes, too slow. Remember how long it took you to answer the door? Well, if I needed help, I would be long dead by the time you arrived. Well, I think you should be as close as possible. No, beside the bed is out of the question. We absolutely must share the same bed. I understand how others might interpret this, but it is a risk that we must take for my safety. I see we are finally on the same page. Good. Let's just lay down. Try to rest. This is so nice. Here, in your bed, with me. What? Why did I come to your room specifically? You were the natural choice, being the fighter. With your hard but gleaming muscles and gentle touch and eyes that burn with blue fire. What am I doing? Taking off my skirt, bodice and blouse, of course. It's far too hard. Does it bother you to see my delicate curves and supple but firm breasts by the candlelight? No? Good. Are you feeling a bit shy, perhaps? Surely you don't sleep in that tunic and your trousers. No, it's quite all right if you remove them. We elves are more advanced in these sort of things. In fact, you look flushed. You'd better take them off for your health. Yes, that's much better. By the goddess, that's huge! How would that even fit? Human women are truly blessed. Did you get aroused by something looking at me? That's very flattering. Of course, nothing can come of such feelings, you understand. It's quite out of the question for a human and an elf to pair. making love secretly by candlelight, two bodies becoming one, your hard muscles pressed into my firm but yielding flesh. Hmm? What am I doing with my hand? Well, just resting there. That must be very uncomfortable, for you have to make that noise for me to simply touch it. Would you like me to help? It would only be fair, what with my beauty causing it. Let me just wrap my fingers around it and slowly move up and down. That was quite a moan. I think I want to hear more of that. Have you ever been with an elf before? I've never been with a human before either. It's never occurred to me until I saw you bathing in the river. I mean to say that I thought a cultural exchange fluids. You just kissed me. How dare you? There. How do you like it when someone kisses you without permission? Your hands, they seem to move to my breasts. Please be gentle. I am. Oh, your hands feel so good on me. So strong, but careful. Caressing my nipples, my sides, cupping my ass so easily. Wait, are you touching my... Oh, I'm so wet for you. Oh, it's so shameless, but... Now you know the truth. Perhaps I simply speak too much. You silence me, so I speak no more embarrassing truths. Perhaps if you press your hot cock between these soft lips. Is this good enough for you? No? Do you want me to? Do you want to use me? Use my mouth? Like the hole? For your pleasure? I know it can be difficult. But I have much more to give you. As a lover, please, will you accept me? I don't want to lie anymore, to myself or to you. What are you doing? You want me on all fours facing away from you? However you want me is fine. I feel you at my entrance. Oh my, yes, this is quite nice, please. Just let me catch my breath, you. Oh, you could hurt someone with that. All right, please stop moving. Slowly. Yes, oh God, I've wanted this for months. So hard not to behave wantonly. Oh, watch other women touch you. Oh, please don't stop. This pussy is yours. Use it. Use me if it makes you happy, please. Oh, please. This body is a gift to you. Oh, I love how you feel inside of me. I love you. I only want to love you. Oh, please. And I only want you to love me as well. Please use my pussy. Oh, give me your cum. I want all of it inside of me, please. I want to come to mate bond us. Oh my, I love you so much more than you'll know. Oh my. Oh, that was wonderful. Yes. Please hold me. That would be lovely. Do you know what else is lovely? By oven law, we're married now. For life! I'm kidding! But oh my goddess, you should have seen your face right now. Human men really are treasures, aren't they? Just like you.